Literary genre. What's poetry? Page 46. Poetry is much older than prose. The word poetry derives from the Greek verb poiein, meaning to make, to create. It generally refers to a composition written for performance by the human voice. The earliest poems were the expression of oral cultures and were only later written down. Poetry pays special attention to qualities of language, such as sound relationships between words and rhythm, which the poet manipulates in particular ways to create or modify the sense. Poetry has traditionally been classified into three categories: epic, dramatic, and lyric. The epic was a long narrative poem, sometimes extending to several books in its written form, on a serious subject. Dramatic verse usually referred to a poetic monologue or dialogue between characters, invented by the poet or taken from history or myth. The lyric originally referred to a song performed in ancient Greece, accompanied by an instrument called a lyre, but now refers to any short poem in the voice of a single speaker. The materials and techniques of poetry. In poetry, as in music, there are several variables which poets can control, modify, and interweave in different ways. Sound, the different kind of sound relationships that can exist between words. Rhythm. In poetry, rhythm generally refers to different combinations of stressed and unstressed syllables. A particular combination is called a foot. Line length, sometimes called meter, measured by the number of feet or of individual syllables in a line. Lexis, the type of words used, simple or everyday versus learned, technical, scientific, and so on. Sounds. The sounds of words play an extremely important role in poetry. The earliest poems were oral, not written, and many were actually sung rather than spoken. Sounds are the raw material from which words, and therefore poems, are composed, and the combination of sounds a poet uses contributes a great deal to the overall effect and meaning of any poem. Some sounds are soft and melodic, while others may be harsh or percussive. Sounds effect. Rhyme, the matching of words whose endings have identical sound characteristics, usually but not always, at the end of a line. For example, night, bright. Half rhyme, in this case the words which form a rhyming pair do not exactly match, though they are similar in sound. Example, bear clear, heart, hurt, night, late. Assonance, a correspondence or repetition of vowels without regard to final consonants. Example, mate, shape. Consonants, vice versa, a repetition or correspondence of consonants without regard to vowels. For example, plain, mind, land. Alliteration, the recurrence of the same initial sound in words or in close succession. For example, short, sharp, shock. Onomatopoeia, the use of a word whose sound imitates that of its object. For example, crash, splash, gulp, thump. Rhyme. Rhyme establishes a sound association between two or more words. Through rhyme, poets can create associations between words that are semantically very far apart. Usually, the more distant the words are semantically, and the less familiar we are with their association, the more effective the rhyme will be. But the choice of rhyme must never be arbitrary. Must seem almost natural, yet at the same time surprising. It must also make some kind of sense in the poem as a whole. So we could say that the poet doesn't invent sound associations, but simply discovers them. They have always been there, buried in language, waiting to be discovered. Rhyme schemes. In past centuries, most poems had fixed rhyme schemes. This means that the same sequence of rhyming lines is repeated throughout. A poem's rhyme scheme is identified by the letters of the alphabet, with the same letter attributed to rhyming lines and an X for lines which don't rhyme. Here are some of the most simple ones. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not. My wrath did grow. Rhythm. Rhythm is, first of all, a matter of the body. Our earliest experience of rhythm is the sound of our mother's heartbeat in the womb. If you listen to the human heartbeat, you will normally hear one faint beat followed by a louder beat, da-dum, da-dum. This is where rhythm begins, with the alternation of loud and quiet, or, in linguistic terms, stressed and unstressed beats. With the heart, an unstressed beat is followed by a stressed beat. For language, we talk about the way that beats and syllables combine. Consider the word below. Think about the way we say it, below. The stress is on the second syllable. When describing poetry, an unstressed syllable followed by a stressed syllable is called an iamb. Every word in English, or more than one syllable, is a combination of stressed and unstressed syllables. The word table, pronounced table, for example, is the reverse of below, a stressed syllable followed by an unstressed syllable. When describing poetry, this rhythmic unit is called a trochee. Example: New York, iamb, an iambic foot. Paris, trochee, a trochaic foot. Bogota, anapest, an anapestic foot in British English. Washington, dactyl, a dactylic foot. Mithra: Each combination of syllables is called a foot, and each line of a poem has a given number of feet. This is the line's meter. Poems may have a single meter or may be a combination of different ones. The most common meter in English poetry is, or was for a long time, iambic pentameter, as in the opening line from the first of Shakespeare's sonnets, composed of 5 feet, each of which is an iamb. From fairest creatures with desire increase. Number of feet. Manometer, dimeter, trimeter, tetrameter, pentameter, hexameter, heptameter, octameter. The poem on paper. In poetry, there are also a number of fixed forms that use different combinations of verse forms. One of these is the sonnet, a form which emerged in the 15th century, around the time of the Italian Renaissance. There are two principal types of sonnet. The first is the Petrarchan sonnet, named after the Italian poet Petrarch, who perfected the form, made up of 2 quatrains and 2 tercets, with the rhyme scheme A-B-B-A, A-B-B-A, C-D-E, C-D-E. The Elizabethan sonnet, whose most famous and lasting examples were written by Shakespeare, which is made up of 3 quatrains and a concluding rhyming couplet, usually A-B-A-B, C-D-C-D, E-F-E-F, G-G. Poetic language, simile. A simile is a figure of speech that creates a comparison between 2 elements. The subject of the phrase is compared to something else, usually connected with like or as, so as to expand its meaning or to modify the way we perceive it. Metaphor. A metaphor refers to an object through another one, that the writer associates with it. Yet the likeness is never open or declared, as it is in the case of simile, where we use like or as. Although the quality that the 2 things share is rarely obvious, we can generally say that there is at least 1 detectable feature that the 2 things have in common. Look at the following example, golden hair. In reality, hair cannot be made of gold, but it can have approximately the same color as gold. 1 function of metaphor can be to make something familiar seem strange, or to complicate the way we perceive something which might seem quite simple.